You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm exhausted after all that. All that traffic. Normally when I'm on, it's not too bad on the roads, but you get a little bit of sunshine, it's all gone Pete Tong, hasn't it, out there? So if you're driving around and you've got certain places to go at a certain time, don't forget, check your traffic and travel or look out for the AA Road Watch and plan your routes. Right, so I'm joined in the studio by an old regular, to be fair, Matthew, I was going to say his name wrong, Matthew Taffarelli.
Hi, Tony, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. You?
Good, good. And you said it right this time.
I know, because normally I get it wrong, don't I?
You do, but you've nailed it this time.
So, yeah, I was talking to Kevin when he was saying that you was on before I came, and he asked me the same question. He said, how do you say this? I went, don't look at me. I said, I always get it wrong. But I think he done it right as well.
Just call me Taff. It's easy. That's what I was called at school.
Taff.
Yeah, Taff.
Nice and easy. You're no stranger to the show. You've been in a couple of times. Last time you popped in was with the band, the new band Influx. You had the 12-track album, which was Edge of Insanity.
Yes,
that's right. That was back in 2019.
Where has time gone, Tony?
I know, it's really weird, isn't it? I looked it up. It was December 2019, which means not long after you came in, within a couple of months, we was in lockdown.
We were.
Which is just mad to think, wasn't it?
It's hard to think that's even happened now. I think times have just gone on so quickly. Like, to think that people walking around in masks and COVID happened. And seems like a long time ago now.
It's when you look back on these things, you think, you know when you watch TV and things date certain parts, you see the old mobile phones and old car. Now when you see people wearing a mask, you think, oh, that must have been made. And
it's strange now.
Two people interviewing each other and they're going up to get an award at the Olympics and you can't see who they are because they've got a big mask on their face. I mean, what was the point? It could have been anyone, couldn't it? Everyone could be standing there, go take my place on that interview, I can't be bothered, you know? Just put the mask on, no one will know who you are. No. So what have you been up to since then?
Well, I've been back in the studio, working on a brand new EP.
Good, good.
Unfortunately, due to COVID, it got delayed.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm here now, to talk about it and for you to play a few tracks.
Good, and I've downloaded a couple, so we'll be playing those soon. The last album was Edge of Insanity, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was kind of it's funky in a way, I suppose. Heavy and funky is kind of different moods in your albums.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to capture all these type of different feelings during the album. The album itself was quite heavy compared to the new EP. The new EP seems quite, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, less heavy, a bit more mellow.
Yeah,
some
mellow.
Places. So I kind of wanted to do something a bit different with this EP.
Yeah, I think you've pulled it out from what I've listened to. It's certainly the tracks. They don't have, when you listen to an album, you kind of get that same sound. You haven't got that in yours, which is what I like.
I think it's more difficult with an EP. You don't want the same sounding tracks. At the end of the day, you've got five songs to kind of show what you can do. So with this EP, yeah, you've got all the tracks sound different.
And the name of the track is called... The album, the EP, sorry.
Equinox.
I see you got your artwork done already, looking really good. It's already out, isn't it? Because you can actually download it now.
Yes, it's out. Came out in March.
And did you do the artwork yourself, or is it something
I got someone else to do it. I'm no good at art, Tony. I can draw a stick man, and that's about it.
It's got the, obviously, the front, it's hard to explain to listeners. It's obviously space-themed. You've got the spaceman there, and on the back, you've got the space helmet lying on the floor. Has that got any, is that to do with the, has it got like a, is it linked to the tracks or the songs or the name of the...
Yes, I mean, a lot of the track names, like Equinox, yep. Luna, Liquid Sky, so it's kind of... a space feel to it.
Yep.
The songs don't sound too spacey. There are space elements.
Was there a reason for that, or was it just how it came about?
I think it's just something I wanted to experiment with, really. Because it was a strange one writing this EP, because normally you go into the studio, you then try and work on ideas, and then you name the tracks. Whereas this one, I kind of had an idea of the track names first.
That's unusual, isn't it?
It's very unusual.
Because normally when you write a song, you're kind of thinking, one of the questions I normally ask singer-songwriters is, do you pen the lyrics first, or do you lay down a little melody, and then go from there? But so in your case, you kind of thought, oh, I'll call it this, and then you're writing a song around, say, Luna.
Yeah.
And then you've kind of gone from Luna, writing the melody, and then putting lyrics to it in kind of that roughly that order.
Yeah. So try something different.
Yeah, why not? It obviously worked really well.
It did. It would have been out sooner if it weren't for COVID, but...
How many tracks are on that EP?
Five tracks.
So that's good. So it's a nice little amount. And they're kind of, as I say, a mix. We're going to put the first one on in a sec, which is called Liquid Sky. 2 minutes, 45 seconds. Tell us a little bit about Liquid Sky.
It's actually about COVID.
Believe
it or not, yes, because I was, it was one of the last tracks to write and COVID was happening. So it's just writing about feelings of when we were in COVID, the strangeness, the weirdness. I mean, you'll hear from the lyrics of...
It was strange times. I think a lot of people, there's a lot of music coming out from the COVID days. Mm. Even now, this music that people have written, they've got so much stored up and they're releasing it. And you can kind of feel it, especially when people have done it, a lot of people have done it on home studios. Even the big artists have done stuff in home studios. Mm. And they got it's all kind of COVID-based because obviously they was locked up. And when you're locked up and you can't go anywhere, let's face it, which we was, there's lots of things going for your mind, isn't there?
Absolutely. So pen them on paper, put them in a track.
And people looked at life differently as well. They thought, you know, we didn't know what was going to go on or what's happening the next day. So a lot of it's come out in the music. Shall we get it on? This is Liquid Sky and it's off your current EP.
It is.
A liquid sky of broken dreams, a turning point for you and me. Don't you think we've had enough? These darkened skies, what does it mean? Don't you think we've heard it all? You're inside out, you're upside down. You turn around, you hit the ground. It's happened again, lost and found. Dreams, an empty field of memories. Is this the way we're meant to live? With tired eyes, the silent screams, we're in love in empty streets. Is this the way it's meant to be? Turning point for you and me. Don't you think we've had enough?
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I'm with Matthew Taffarelli. We're talking about his brand new EP, and that was one of the tracks off it, Liquid Sky, from Enflux. And if you've missed any of the previous interviews, you can head over to our website, phoenixfm.com, and look up Sunday Lunch, and then you'll find all the interviews, and you scroll down, and you'll find Matthew a couple of times, actually, the last one being in December of 2019, or you could just tap in Matthew Taffarelli and it'll come up anyway, and you can find out a little bit more of our previous interviews, which will give you a little bit more insight what's been going on. We don't want to cover all the old stuff because you've been on before, but tell us how you got to the name of the band Enflux. I can't remember, but jog my memory.
I've
forgot, really.
We have been through this before, Tony.
We have, yeah. Series 1, I think that was.
Yeah, and series 2 and 3. It was just the name I liked. And I thought it kind of fit the mood of what I was trying to get across, really. It was kind of a lot of synth, a lot of rock, a lot of, you know, alternative sound. I just quite like the name Influx, so I went with it.
The songs you've written right now at the moment, you've been working with other people. Tell us about them.
Especially Luna. That song was written with a friend of mine, Jimmy. We were both going through a bit of a rough time in that period, and unfortunately Jimmy lost a loved one, and we kind of just come together. Jimmy is a fantastic musician, amazing on the piano. So we decided to meet up and see what we can come up with.
Yeah, that's good. Really nice. And how do you decide who does what when you do that? Have you already got planned, you know, like you set things that they're going to do, or do they bring anything to the table? How does that work?
Yeah, no, I'm always open to ideas. And with this track, I'm not great on the piano, but Jimmy, like I said, Jimmy's fantastic. So he was really creative. He sent me some ideas. We decided to go with, you know, what it is now. And lyric wise, it was myself that wrote the lyrics.
Yeah, it's really good. And are you gigging at the moment? Or are you taking it? You're not taking it outside the studio at the moment. Just production only.
Just production only.
And how did you get to the final five? Did you have to write a lot more than that before you narrowed it down, or was it quite an easy transition? Did you just think, these are the five I've got, happy days?
We come up with about 10 ideas for this, and then you know, you listen through them, think, you know, that one can be worked on, that one's not going to go anywhere, that one doesn't kind of fit with what I'm trying to get across. So I think these were the best five.
And you're doing the vocals on them, aren't you?
Yes.
And are you doing a bit of piano, or is that outsourced completely on
this EP? The instruments are played by other people.
By the others, so yeah. you're doing the production.
Just the writing and the lyrics for this EP.
And have you ever thought of bringing other people in? If you could work with someone and bring someone in, would you do that?
I see
your daughter there is going, yeah, me.
My daughter is desperate.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
To do a track with me, aren't you?
Let's put the mic up and say hello to your daughter. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What is your name?
Aria.
Hello, Aria.
Hi.
And you want to be a singer as well, so would you like to sing with your dad on one of the tracks? I think it'd be good.
She's got very shy now, see? As soon as you said sing with your dad, she kind of sank in her seat.
Uh-oh.
Tony, like I said, she's my biggest critic, so whenever I come up with a new song, I play it to Aria in the car, and then there'll be a moment's silence, and then she'll go, that's rubbish.
I'll tell you what my son always says when I'm singing and I'm practicing for the some of the karaoke gigs I do. He goes, oh, you always sing Elvis. Why do you always sing Elvis? And I go, I don't know. And he goes, why do you have to go, because to sound like Elvis? I go, I don't do that, do I? He goes, yeah, you do. I go, ah, well, you know, you can't not sing Elvis, but like, trying
that's
to sound,
it. Sound like the singer. Yeah, I'm the same.
So, yeah, there you go. So that's when I'm at home. So, and then normally he just goes upstairs and turns his fortnightly up. Even louder, and just puts his headphones on and drowns it out.
He's at that age at the moment, though.
Yes, he's at 12, and which means he doesn't come out of his dark bedroom. Yeah. He's got his screens there, and that's it for the rest of the day, and even if it's sunny. And then when he's bored, he goes, well, what are we going to do? It's sunny. I say, it's like towards the end of the day. I'll go, we've missed the day now. Bless him.
He's at that age.
He is at that age. Let's get back to the music. Obviously, you've been in lockdown. You've done your EP. What's you got planned next? Have you got anything in the pipeline, or is it you?
I'm just going to take a little bit of a break. It was... writing this EP and getting this EP recorded, had a lot of challenges with it, not just COVID, different producers, trying to find people to write certain tracks with. So I think for now, I just need a bit of a break.
How long did it take to write the whole EP? Because obviously the last one was out back in 2019, was when we came in. Mm. This one's come out in February,
March, season, yeah, isn't it? February.
So that came out in Feb. So how long did it take? Did you start straight away during lockdown, or was it...
So it's just before lockdown. Came in and started writing the tracks, and then COVID happened, so couldn't go anywhere. You know, studios were closed. And then had to find a different producer to then finish it off. Because, I mean, halfway through the EP, there was times where I was thinking, I don't know if I can do this and finish it.
COVID came in really quick, didn't it? Well, I mean, Christmas they were saying, oh, it's, you know, it's like this thing in China and, you know, it shouldn't be everything, you know, World Health Office was going, no, it should be okay, everyone's fine. And then by literally February, March, it was like, close.
Well,
shut. Everything was stopped.
And that's it. And again, that's, you know, that's, that was one of the challenges. But if it wasn't for people that have downloaded the album and really love the album messaging me on social media saying, you know, you're bringing something new out, I don't know if I would have done it. It really kind of pushed me to finish the EP off.
Yeah. Are you doing the most of the production at home, or do you go to other studios?
So other studios. Obviously, this,
which is good. So it's a big task, isn't it? Getting the
absolutely
getting the final result. We're going to play another track. This is your second track, Equinox, Master V4 says on it. So I'll take it there was three others before it.
I wanted to get it spot on.
Mark, tell us about that one.
So this is more your bit more rocky, poppy chorus, quite catchy. One of my daughter's favourites.
There you go, Equinox.
Count your weapons, are they loaded? Take your last shot, now you've blown it. This daydream, more like a nightmare. Losing your head, but you don't care. You once won this war.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
It would have been drastic, wouldn't it? Oh, dear. We're having a bit of a laugh in the studio. Matthew's in the house. Welcome to Sunday Lunch. And we're talking about his new EP. Did you watch... Well, you obviously did, because we've been talking about it. Eurovision last night.
Yes.
It's weird. It was my night off. I don't normally watch it. I'm normally gigging, DJing till late, and then I normally just find out who's won and see, you know, the media bits. But so I thought I'd start watching it last night, and it's come on, it was 8 o'clock, wasn't it? Didn't finish till gone 12. Just goes on forever.
It does. It does.
We was last to play, and that kind of reflected on the rankings by the end of the night, as we came, like, second from last, which is, I thought was a little bit unfair, but I didn't think the vocals were spot on, but it should be about the song and not the. It's not
absolutely.
It's not a vocal contest. But our entry, May Muller, I wrote a song. We've been playing on the show for the last couple of weeks. Some good acts. Probably the favourite, which did win it, but the second favourite, Finland, thought done really well with Cha Cha Cha.
What a track!
It was great, wasn't it?
I loved it. It's quirky. It's the strange artist that just kind of you remember. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what was really weird is everyone's singing the sort of lyrics, and I was thinking, yeah, why do they even know those lyrics? I mean, but it was really good. I mean, that was really good. I'm looking on the, because I've got a big list of people here. We had the Girls in Pink. They're from the Czech Republic, but they're now being called Czechia.
Yes.
Czechia.
Apparently, going to last night anyway.
That's what they want to be called, not the Czech Republic. They was quite good. I thought that was Spain. I thought was pretty boring. I thought that was. I don't know how they beat us, to be fair. Sweden was the favourites to win. What do you think of the song? I thought it was quite catchy on the second time I heard it when she won.
Yeah, it was a catchy song. It was a good little number, to be honest. I don't know. It was in my top five.
Yes, it was in my top five. I didn't think it would win, but top five. She was the bookie's favourite. So she's the first time a woman in the women's category has won it twice, and that means next year will be the 50th anniversary of ABBA.
Perfect timing.
So yeah, coincidentally, it will be quite big in Sweden over there for the Eurovision 2024. I'm just trying to find my favourite act, which is really weird. Let's have a look. Oh yeah, here it is, Croatia.
Oh God.
So Croatia, we had the blokes in tashes with those funny hats who stripped down to their underpants. That was bizarre, wasn't it?
And it beat us. I mean, that sums life up, really, doesn't it?
They was 250-1. 250-1, and they still beat us.
Again, it's a track you remember, though, because it was really odd.
Yeah, I suppose I can. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm remembering from the pants more than the song. I mean, I can't even think of the song. I mean, obviously I know May's song, and Sweden's song is still in my head a little bit, with the Tattoo, I think it was called, wasn't it?
Yes.
Switzerland chap was quite good. He reminded me of the homegrown alligator,
Yes. He looked like him a bit as well, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He had that deep voice. Only young. I mean, he's about 20, bless him. He done really well. Belgium. Do you remember that? The bloke in pink with a little white hat.
The Belgian boy George.
Yeah, the Belgian boy George. I was thinking that last night. Belgian boy George.
BBG.
It was a bit 90s, dancey kind of soul.
Yeah. Yeah, it was strange, like early 90s.
Yeah, have I heard this before? And then I thought, no, you've heard it before, but kind of you haven't. That was quite good. Did you have, who were you hoping to, who did you really thought was going to win?
Well, I really like Cyprus.
Cyprus, let's find that. Oh, the chap, he's Australian, isn't he?
Yes.
And his family from Cyprus, and he belted that one out. Yeah, that was quite good, wasn't it?
Norway was good as well. Quite enjoyed Norway.
Yeah, Norway was good. Italy was quite weird, because when you watched the video, did you watch the video? They had the picture of, he had the Triumph bike. I don't know why he didn't have a Ducati, because he's from Italy. He had the black leather trousers, the black thing, the black leather jacket, and it all looked really... And then when he come on, he had this kind of like, black trousers with this kind of like, white, really...
It's a bit like stars in your eyes.
Yeah,
like
really weird top.
Yeah.
I thought, the masculinity's all suddenly been gone, isn't it? It's like, really weird. But that weren't a bad track. He didn't do too bad. He was 80-1 to do well. So there you go. Australia, I still can't figure out how they're in it. Is it the Eurovision?
Yeah, plus Australia.
They just came as a guest once and said, we're staying. There you go. Do you know the answer
to
that?
Made them up.
Do you know the answer to that? You put your hand up like in school.
I was just cleaning the mic.
You could have got 10 points. Instead, you got nil pois. Nil pois, you got.
We're used to that, nil pois.
I've got to keep me on the time because I've got news in 5 minutes. So we'll keep talking till more or less the news.
Yep.
Israel, I thought that was good. I thought that was... As soon as I see it, I thought that would probably be in the top five.
I think this Eurovision was the closest. I really...
Apart from for us, yeah.
Well, it's always apart from for us, really, isn't it? But it's not political or anything like that.
No, I mean, I mean, let's look at who didn't beat us. Germany is the only ones that didn't go ahead of us. Their song was 200-1. Heavy metal sometimes does all right, though, doesn't it? Maneskin does all right.
I think it was a bit too heavy. But
yep.
To be honest, I think it was quite catchy. And it was one of my favourites. I'll say that quietly. I quite enjoyed it because it was different.
Yeah. What about Ukraine? Because they was 8-1, which I thought was good odds, even though I looked at the track and I kind of didn't really like the track. The other chaps was fake DJing on the side, doing nothing anyway. You know, I mean, I could have done that. I could have done that.
You're doing it now, aren't you, Tom?
And I just standing here, someone else doing all the knobs. And I could have done that. But they got, I mean, when you get the public vote, they got massive votes, didn't they?
Yes.
I think we got, so what did we get on the public vote? Something like 40 or something.
Oh, I don't know.
You know when you're expecting that massive, great surge, I think only one lot got it and the rest were just, it just wasn't.
Well, that's Finland that got it, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
It was fully expected, I think, from Finland.
Yeah. They would have been worthy winners. But there you go. Sweden is going to be good for next year. As I say, the 50th anniversary of ABBA. So they'll obviously be heavily ABBA themed.
So, Tony, what did you think of it? It was your first Eurovision.
Yeah. It's got a big following. And, you know, it's something like 180 million people watched it. So I can understand why people go on it. It definitely is taken more seriously than it has. I think nowadays people think, oh, I can get on a platform. You don't have to win it to get a good career out of it, as lots of people will say. It's entertaining. Bit long. The point systems is the fun part. I mean, to be fair, it's the fun part. But
absolutely.
I'm not sure how they get to the votes, but I probably would have voted it differently. I just don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, we all want our own song to win, don't we?
We just want to do well. We just want to win something.
Yeah,
be it United Kingdom or England or, you know.
Yeah.
We just want to win something.
Let's put a little bit of our song on that came second from last. I'll take you up to the news and we'll chat more in the second hour. This is May Muller.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Cooler than of late. I like that word, isn't it? Cooler. It's been freezing, isn't it?
It has been.
I keep looking out thinking, oh, look, the weather looks really nice. And I go out and then it's like, oh, dear, what's happened to it?
Not too bad today, though.
No, a little bit better today, to be fair. But if it's raining, it's been cloudy, you think, come on. I know we always talk about the weather in the UK. We're like, come on.
It's our favourite subject.
I know, we're just gagging for a bit of proper decent sunshine, aren't we?
Well, funny you should say that. Because apparently June's going to be a heatwave, according to the papers today.
That would be good.
We need it.
Mind you, saying that, according to my phone, which is apparently true about everything, yesterday was meant to be 18 degrees, and on the little picture, it had the sun. Every hour, it had the picture of the sun, and it was cloudy all day long,
yep.
And 13 degrees.
Yep.
12 where I live. I don't know why that little bit was 12, but we were just 1 degree down from everywhere else in Brentwood. Just mean, the weather. Mean to me, it was. I've just tuned in. We're joined by Matthew Taffarelli. Did I say it right?
We did.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's like, yeah, Taff. It's tough.
Taff. Taff. T-A-F.
Yeah,
Taff.
Got it right. Who's chatting about his brand new EP. And we played a couple of tracks. If you missed them, you can join us again. And on phoenixfm.com, I'll be downloading the interview from tomorrow. Should be available. And you can listen again to all the interview over on our website. So, Matthew, tell us about what's coming up next. What have you got? I know you're going to chill out, but what would you do on your next EP? Are you going to do something different, or are you looking at keeping the same structure that you've got at the moment?
It would have to be something different. I like to challenge myself, so really push the boundaries if I can on something new. But again, I'll cross that when I've had a couple of months to just relax and enjoy this EP.
Yeah.
And then visit it then.
What influences your music? I mean, what do you listen to? Do you listen to the type of music that you write? Or is your music taste completely different?
I do like a lot of alternative music. My favourite band's Placebo, so that's a lot of influence.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do have some quirky kind of favourite artists, if you will. So you've got stuff like, listen to a bit of Enya. For piano, wise,
oh blimey, yeah,
stuff like that. Exactly. So my spectrum's quite broad,
but I can see that I can kind of feel the Enya in the songs because it's quite electronically based, isn't it? Enya,
certain parts, yeah, they've got that kind of especially Luna, it's got that kind of heavenly feel.
Yes,
that's the best way to describe someone.
Like
Enyo, I think, I guess. But again, you hear a lot of influence from different artists in this EP.
The EP is available now. It's on most of the platforms. I take it you can get it on.
It's on all streaming platforms.
And if people want to find out a little bit more about you, obviously you're on Facebook.
I am on Facebook. Yes. Do you know what? I need to get on other streaming sites. I've just been lazy, Tone, to be honest. I need to get on these other ones. These social media sites like Twitter and stuff like that. But what, one day?
Yeah, you got quite a few now. I always get pulled up for saying Instagram instead of Instagram. Yeah. My son goes, it's not Instagram, Dad, it's Instagram. I went, yeah, all right. But I don't post it. It posts automatically, doesn't it? I've got it when it does the
you're on Facebook and then...
Yeah, I'm one of those lazy sods. I've programmed it to... I do one and it posts to all the platforms.
Yeah.
Happy days. That's what you need, man.
That's what I need.
That's what you need.
Maybe with this time out, I can really, look into this social media stuff and get my name about.
And if you can't do it, your daughter can do it. Because that is where it's at. Because I can't... My son the other day sorted my phone out for me. Because I couldn't do something. And he goes... I was on Google. He said, you do know... I'm trying to type in the object. He said, you do know you could just ask the Google thing. And I went, can you? But yeah, look. And he just done it. And on it came. I was like, well, there you go. Who knew?
I'm not that bad yet. I'm not, I haven't passed that age threshold yet.
I didn't have any glasses. I couldn't see it anyway. So he said, you could just talk to it. I was like, yeah, I'll just sit there and talk to my phone. My watch went off the other day. And because I forgot my phone. And my watch went off. And it was someone rang me. Because I didn't have my phone, it rang on my watch. I was like, what the... Hello?
I was going to say, who set that up, though?
Hello?
Surely you would have known.
Yeah, I knew it was there, but I'd never done it before. So I was like, so excited. I was like walking along, everyone's like Captain Kirk talking to my wrist. Yeah, well, I'm having a great day.
Beat me up.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. I didn't want to buy it. Upgrade me O2. It's a sales call, for God's sake. I mean, you know what I mean?
Call back later.
I thought I was really popular up to that point. And then I wanted to upgrade my airplane or airtime, whatever it's called. Airplane? Who knows? It's the same thing, isn't it? Let's get this main track on. This is going to be a little bit different to because we're using different technology here, aren't we?
Oofed.
This is the main track, Luna. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's the last track on the EP. And this is something that's a bit more out of my comfort zone. A really sad piano song. But again, wanted to push myself, and I think it's come out all right.
Is this the lead song off the EP?
No, Equinox was the lead song,
right?
But this is just the icing on the cake of the EP, as I call it. It's the perfect ending for the EP.
Do you have a favourite on the album, by the way, or do you like them all the same, or is that even possible?
I find some more catchier than others. Like Equinox, I think, is probably one of the most catchiest on there. But this song, again, it depends on the mood, because this song is you need to be in a different mood to kind of really take it in.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, probably this one at the moment.
Okay, let's give it a play. Sounds good, doesn't it? Is that coming out? No, we'll come back to that then. Should we play another song while we're waiting? Jonas Blue and Rally. That was funny, wasn't it? Brilliant. I knew that was going to happen because we programmed it on a different system, didn't we? And we even pressed play and listened to it a few times, and then as soon as we're going to go live,
the beauty of live radio.
The computer said no, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
There we go. Luna.
shed your final tear. It's too late, and it's hard to say goodbye as you wait by heaven's gate. I miss you. Grab your heart of gold and slowly spread your wings. I miss you, and it hurts me every day more than words can say.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Ah, we got there in the end.
We did.
We used a certain bit of technology, didn't we, to get that one?
We did.
Because you wanted to play it off a different platform, because that was a different... Is that a different mix, or was
it... It's a different version than what I've got.
That's the... This version is available off the streaming service with sites. A little green logo. You'll know which one.
Yeah,
I'm
we won't name it.
We won't name it. So it's a different version. But yes, we didn't play it first time round because for some reason we had it plugged in for ages and it decided to say no. But there you go.
Got bored.
That's the fun of live radio. Yeah, really good track. Really good track. As you say, it's completely different to the last two.
It is, yeah. And again, the beauty of an EP, you've really got to kind of challenge yourself. You've got five tracks to show what you can do. And again, like I've said before, every song, every track on that EP is different.
I know you're going to have a little bit of a break now, and obviously the thing's only just come out, so you don't want to be like thinking ahead if it's still current and people are downloading it, etc. But when you do the next EP, obviously there's going to be another project. Would you look at doing something different? Are you going to think about bringing someone in, or are you going to keep to that same format? Your daughter is looking at me as if to say, yeah, I could be on this.
If looks could kill.
What do you think? Would you sing? I think you should sing on your dad's, on some of your dad's tracks.
I could. I sing a lot in the car with my dad. And I would love to be in his band.
Oh, there you go. See? I bet on the way down you thought, you didn't think you'd be on the radio.
No, not really. Because at first, if I'm going to be honest, I only thought famous people go on here.
I'm a nobody.
Yeah, don't look at me.
He's not like fully named well. And I was thinking, how could it be on this? How did you guys get in touch? And how could you come here and actually be on the radio? And it's like amazing.
Yeah, and it's not his first time. He's been on a couple of times over the last 4 or 5 years. I think it might even be
part
longer
of furniture
than that
now, aren't I, Tone?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's good.
There you go. Absolutely crazy.
So as I say, if you've missed any interviews, you can head over to phoenixfm.com and type in Sunday Lunch or Matthew Taffarelli, and you'll find all the previous history on his music and all the interviews, as well as some of the tracks as well, because I've also singled some of them out, so you can have a listen again. Matthew, it's been fantastic.
Thank you so much
having you back in. And it's been, as I say, 2019, it's gone so quick in a way.
We shouldn't leave it so long.
No, we absolutely shouldn't. But you was meant to be in a couple of weeks ago, but you cancelled.
Oh, you had to tell everyone, didn't you? No pointing fingers or anything.
No, that wasn't my fault. I was all set up as well.
Yeah, sitting in the studio. About that.
I was here early as well that day. Waiting for you to turn up. No, it's lovely to have you in. And it's lovely to listen to new music as well.
You
can find your music on all the platforms.
Yep.
You are on Facebook under Matthew Taffarelli. It's quite easy to find because unlike me, your name's quite decent, isn't it? It's not like Tony Smith and that 10 million come up.
Well, I wouldn't say it's decent, but a bit of a mouthful.
You'll find out. And you've got links there as well on your
Facebook. Yeah, absolutely. Account. And you've got the actual project page, so Mflux. Facebook page.
Okay. Lovely. Listen, have a great day. What are you off to next? Are you anywhere? Are you going out? I think you're moving on from here.
We are. I'm probably going to grab an ice cream out there. It's quite hot out there now, Tone.
Yeah, I know.
Ice cream.
Sod's law, isn't it? All week it's been naff, and then when I'm in here for a couple of hours, it's like sun comes out. You going to buy an ice cream from Brentwood?
Why not?
You need a mortgage. If you've not bought an ice cream from Brentwood before, you've got deep pockets.
Yeah, we're going to get a $4.99.
Have two. Oh. Have one for each hand, girl. That's what you've got to do. And one to take home. And I'll see you again here soon. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks,
having
mate.
You on.
Really appreciate it.
We are going to have another track. This is David Guetta. This is probably a little bit of a dance track. Do you like David Guetta? He's all right, isn't he?
Maybe.
Yeah, French dude, he's all right. Anne-Marie, and this is called Baby Don't Hurt Me.